Okay, we are doing the Abad Chesed. Lechfetz Chaim writes, "Kam yedo ha-mashamu chazal, k'shem shem zonotav shel adam k'tzuvin lo merosh ha-shana, kach chesronotav shel adam k'tzuvin lo merosh ha-shana." Our sages taught us that on Rosh Hashanah it is decided how much profit a person will make that year and how much loss a person will incur that year. Zacha halo faros l'rav lachmecha. If he merits, then he will have used those losses as using it to give the poor bread. Lo zacha avanim merudim taviv bayit. And if he did not merit, then he'll find the poverty at his own doorstep. Kiha divnei achatet Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Talmud gives us a story. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai had nephews, the sons of his sister. Chazalu b'chelma divol mirsosh vash me'ad dinare. He saw in a dream that they were supposed to lose 700 dinars. Asinu ushkal minayu litzdakam. So then he was the chief rabbi. He called them in and taxed them and forced them to give charity. Pashgabayu shivso dinari. He collected from them a much higher rate for the public charity that year. And he had almost hit the 700 mark. He had ended up collecting a huge amount of money from them, lacking 17 dinars. Kimata me'ale yom dechipure. When the eve of Yom Kippur came, Shadaru Levi Kesar Shaklinu Nektinu. So from the Caesar's house they sent word and they taxed them these 17 coins. Amalu Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai lo titchalu shivsari dinare gabaychu shaklinu minaychu. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai told his nephews, "Don't worry. Even though the Caesar sent his man and took 17 gold coins from you, that's it. They're not coming back for more. It was only 17 left to take from you." Amrule mina yadat. So the nephew said, "Uncle, wait a second. How do you know?" Amar lehu achi chazai lechu bechelma. He said to them, "This is the dream I had about you, that you were destined to lose 700. So I collected from you all year. I ended up collecting you 683. You had 17 left. That's all they're going to take." Amrule amalo amatlan dinetvinu. So they said to him, "Okay, uncle, then why didn't you tell us? We would have given the 700 up front." So he told them, "I said to myself, better that you guys do the mitzvah for the sake of the mitzvah. I shouldn't tell you that I had a dream that you're going to lose this money if you don't. So this way, all the other money you gave, you did for the sake of the mitzvah." So now says the Chafetz Chaim, we'll explain this quote. What does the Talmud mean that a person's losses are predefined? Does a person always have to lose? Maybe a person has assets, he has real estate, and he'll only make money. Can't it be that God will give and won't make us lose? Why does it have to be that every year you'll have profits and losses? But the idea is that there's no one that's completely whole, that's a completely righteous person on earth. So a person has to be cleansed of what he's done wrong, and there is some suffering that a person will undergo in this world. But God in His kindness, instead of making us suffer physically or suffer terribly, God exchanges it for money. And as the Medrash Tan Ve'Eliyahu says, "B'chol yom adam nimkar, u'b'chol yom adam nifde." The Medrash has an interesting line. The Medrash says, every day a person's sold and every day a person's redeemed. Shenemal biyadcha afkiduchi padita oti. As we say, God, I give my soul into your hands and you redeem me. V'akavana, and the idea of the Medrash is, k'mo shekatamnu lemala, as we explained earlier, "Shab'chol yom k'shanev sholah lemala v'chotem tarkuma she'asta b'yom, gormina avonot shenimsara b'yad achitzonim." Every night our soul goes up to Shemaim and is shown a video of what it did all day, and then it signs off, "This is what I did all day." And then, technically, the things we did wrong caused that we should be given over into the hands of external forces. אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא ברחמיו פודה מן העונש הגדול. God in His mercy redeems him, so to speak, from the greater punishment, ומחליף זה על איזה צער קשה וגרון ממחסיו. And God exchanges it for something that'll hurt him, but it's not real afflictions, or he'll lose some of his assets. ומישהו זוכה נגרע ממחסיו על ידי איזה מצווה. And if a person merits then his assets go down because he's doing a mitzvah. For example, charity or kindness or something else. And this way of losing money is good from a few aspects. If you have to lose money, this is the best way to go. Why? Firstly, you get a mitzvah. If you're going to lose the money anyways, if you knew you were going to lose $50,000 in the stock market, you might as well help the widow down the block and not lose it in the stock market. At least at the end of the day, you got a mitzvah. And it's like exchanging the chaff, the part of the flour you don't want for emeralds. And also, any mitzvah that you have to spend money for is on a much higher level from a mitzvah that you get for free. Yeah, you get a lot of mitzvahs for free, but a mitzvah that you spend money for has a greater value. As the Zohar says on Parshas Truma. And also, when you lose money for a mitzvah, it's only temporary. Because undoubtedly God will pay him back double for the mitzvah he does in the end. וכמו שכתוב, לא יראה לבבך פתיתך לו, כי בגלל הדבר הזה, יברכה השם אלוקיך בכל מעשיך. As the verse says, don't be bothered when you help the poor, because as a result of that, God will bless you. So you see that you're much better off, if only we would know, we'd be much better off giving it to tzedakah than losing the money any other way. So, we're in the middle of a thought. What Chafetz Chaim told us is that every year it's decided what we will profit and what we will lose. He brought us the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and his nephews. He said, why does a person always have to lose? He said, the idea is because every night our soul goes up to heaven, and when there's a review of the day, so then we're found lacking. And then instead of punching us, the decision in heaven is, let's redeem it with the loss of money. And then a person has a choice. Will he spend that money on a mitzvah? Or will he lose that money? And a person is better off having spent it on a mitzvah, because then he gets a biblical mitzvah and he gets a great mitzvah, because a mitzvah that you spend money for is of greater value. And also the monetary loss, so to speak, that he incurs by performing a mitzvah is something which he'll get paid back for in heaven. So that's where we're holding so far at this thought, and we'll pick up here later, Bezachim.